My concern is that the 5 feet, to go from 35 feet to 40 feet, and that hasn't been addressed. As I understand it, the new Panama Canal will be open next year, and it will take the super post-Panama Max ships. That is, the extraordinarily large ships that will be available. There are only four ports in the eastern United States that can take those ships, and one of them is New York City, and in order to accept them, they have to take down the Bayonne Bridge, which I think they're planning to do. So what I see in all of these figures is the project to make Searsport a Hoboken, and I'm very opposed to that.
That's a great comment. Patrick, would you like to...
Can everybody hear me?
No.
Please stand.
Yeah, stand up so we can see you.
Sure.
Hello? There it is. Thank you again for the comment, and I guess it's a question indirectly here. The Panamax, it's interesting. Panamax is a size of ship that we really kind of outgrew in the 70s. Now, 40 feet doesn't get us to post-Panamax. You're talking about a 50-foot draft depth. The Panama Canal expansion itself has zero impact on the state of Maine. It just doesn't. And I need to address this quickly, Larry. I know we're trying
Take
to move
your time.
Through, but I need to address this. I appreciate the comments and the concerns. I have to address one comment here. My family's 11 generations in Maine. We had a logging company in Machias. My great-grandfather and my great-great-grandfather were schooner captains out of Brewer via Penobscot. They didn't have dredging issues, but that's because 100 to 150 years ago, the draft of the vessels carrying these goods in and out of Maine were 12 feet, 16 feet. So that's why this is something that we're all trying to address together, because we're looking at this as a collaborative process, not as a one versus the other. The question regarding the petroleum, the fuel, there was a woman from Belfast here who raised that. It's not for export. I appreciate people's concerns there, but you do need to ask yourself one question: where does your fuel come from? You have to ask that question, and I encourage everybody in all the research that you're doing on your own, don't take my word for it, research it and find out where does your fuel come from. Mm-hmm. Traceability, it's just like the food source. We're all for traceability of our food source, which is why we're all very concerned and hopeful that we can do this right as a team with our lobster. It's about traceability. It's no different with fuel. Please look into that and answer some of your questions as you're looking, where does your fuel come from? But no, this does not have any impact. We're not going to be carrying Panama, post-Panama Canal-sized ships. We're just bringing this up to commercial standards of the size of vessels that we require to bring in today as a competitive force.
Okay, thank you. Next comment, please.